This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back at it on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty with you, but Dusty is not. He's on vacation. Mac Morey is producing, co-hosting for the entire week. We're very excited about that. You can see his lovely hair with the humidity corn sweat that's going on. You can watch us on YouTube, and make sure you subscribe to YouTube and subscribe to our feed. So it's all-
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always on top, and you can watch us every single morning and all day long as well. The boys in the midday, Alex and Cody, they're headed up to training camp today. I'm sure they're already on the road again, getting up to camp to see what's going to happen. We'll check in with them around 9 o'clock this morning, and they'll have an opportunity to see that first practice today. 26 NFL teams are participating in their first training camp practices today. The NFL is officially back, and you know it's officially back because I saw the tweet yesterday for the Back Together weekend that is coming up this weekend on NFL Network, where they're going to be live at all of the training camps all over the country, and it's going to be a big to-do to celebrate that football is officially back, and a lot of people are very, very excited about that. One of the things we talked about yesterday and really throughout the weekend was the Coldplay couple, right? We saw the Coldplay couple do their thing in Boston, right? And leading to divorce and all that kind of stuff, or whatever it's going to lead to. And the question that I had, I go, how long is this going to last and what's going to be next? Well, I think we've already found what's next. I think the Coldplay couple, quite honestly, Mac, I think that's a thing of the past right now. The new meme that you're going to see a lot, I believe, of today is the dude who fell in the basket last night at Wrigley, right? And that guy had his legs wide open, kind of in the shape of a C. And so everybody's now using that as the first letter of words. And so I saw one yesterday that said, you know, this, the him in the basket after Cags' home run. It said UBS. And I thought for a second there, I'm like, is that an ad? There's a bank, UBS Bank. And I'm like, oh, that must be an ad. Oh, my God, they're using it as cups. And I saw one this morning. Big Cat at Barstool has it in coffee. O-F-F-E-E. Yes. O-F-F-E-E. Coffee.
That's perfect.
On that. So I think that's going to be kind of the next one. If you go into the basket like that guy did last night, you keep that ball, man. I know it's Wrigley, and I understand that's kind of what you do in that type of situation, but this guy is like stuck in the basket above the ivy in the bleachers going after that ball. Keep that thing. You dove in there like that to get that ball, to throw it back? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Foolish. Come on, man.
Stupid. Dumb. Stupid. Keep the ball. If you're going to go into the basket, you got to keep that baseball. So that'll
you're
be a lot.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of memes like that throughout the day. All right. So Cincinnati and Dallas, their owners decided to open their mouths yesterday and have, you know, conversation that I think is a detriment to their franchise, to their players, and really to their fans. Jerry Jones yesterday was talking about Micah Parsons and Micah Parsons, you know, not having his contract signed quite yet. This is what Jerry said about Micah Parsons. Roll that wonderful beaten footage, Mac.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
So that's Jerry Jones talking about his star player and lied. Just flat out lied. He says he's missed 6 games. Micah Parsons has missed 4 games in his entire career. He's missed 1 game a year. That's it. He has not missed 6 games in a season. He has not missed 6 games total. He has missed 4 games in his entire career. And if I'm Micah Parsons right now, Mac, I don't know how you feel about this. I'm not signing. I'm done. I will play out this year, and I will hit the free agent market. Dallas, other than not having a sales or an income tax down in Texas, there is nothing worthwhile about the Dallas Cowboys as an organization. We're not talking about the Chiefs. We're not talking about the Eagles. We're not talking about the Bills. We're not talking about the premier franchises. We're talking about a nondescript, living in the past, hasn't done anything in 30 years franchise. The Dallas Cowboys don't have the street cred and the ability to go out there. Jerry Jones is acting like it's the mid-90s, and he's still the king, and everybody wants to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys haven't been a relevant football team on the field for 30 years. The only reason that they're relevant off the field is because Jerry Jones is a master marketer. He does an unbelievable job at deflecting from everything that's going on to make you think like something real is happening down there. And after those comments yesterday, if I'm Micah Parsons, I'm not signing with the Dallas Cowboys. I would have my agent call Jerry Jones and say, we're done. I will play out this season, and you will have an opportunity to sign me in free agency just like 31 other NFL teams will do. They'll probably franchise tag him at the end of the season next year, and that will probably, you know, screw up their salary cap or whatever the case may be. But if I'm Micah Parsons, I'm done. I'm done having conversations with the Dallas Cowboys based on that. And then Dak Prescott, he throws under the bus for no reason at all. And so is Jerry Jones sitting down there and saying he's not going to get into contracts with players because he fears injury? If that's the case, sell the team, Grandpa.
Or pay your players when you're supposed to. You could have paid Dak Prescott 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. You waited until he had like an MVP caliber season, and then you were mad that you had to pay him $50 million guaranteed or whatever it is. Micah Parsons could have been paid 2 years ago. You could have done a George Karloftis type deal. And I'm not saying value-wise, but right. I'm just saying as far as pay him early. This is what they all... CeeDee Lamb, you paid him late. And is CeeDee Lamb happy? No. He's on the sidelines bitching every time he gets a chance to. Dak Prescott, is he happy? No, he's upset. He's getting hit on the ground. They're not winning football games. It feels like he's gotten worse since that contract's been signed, not better. I think Micah Parsons, you know, and I would say, he's probably not going to do that. But then J.J. Watt tweets, well, anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. Nothing makes you guys, your guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you. And Micah Parsons retweeted that from J.J. Watt.
Yeah, he did.
So he's not going to be quiet about this either. It seems like, okay, you want to do this? You want to say, you want to literally get facts wrong about how many games I've missed and talk about my character as a player and then throw my star quarterback under the bus? Yeah, man, screw you. There's no reason to stay in Dallas right now.
No, there really isn't. And it's not the Dallas Cowboys of the 90s. It is a nondescript organization. They're no better than the Arizona Cardinals. They're kind of on that same page of irrelevant football teams. And when you have an owner that has no business being the general manager and then said yesterday he thought for like maybe a split second of resigning as general manager but isn't going to do that, that's why that team is in the dumper. It all starts with the owner. And Cincinnati is now going through that as well. Mike Brown, who is the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, spoke yesterday about Shamar Stewart's contract situation and had this to say.
Does this one feel unique?
This one is surprising. I hesitate to get into the detail, but basically it turns on whether out years are guaranteed if he gets involved in conduct detrimental to football. Well, what does that mean? Detrimental to football in recent years has been violence to women. That's about the one that comes to mind. There are others probably, but that's the one that I think of. Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that, or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. He says, or his agent says, oh no, you can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurs.
What?
Dude, shut up.
Right there, I'm hearing from my owner, Mike Brown, if I'm Shamar Stewart, what I'm hearing from him is, you don't trust me. You don't know me. You know nothing about me. You have probably had maybe one conversation with me. And you don't want to get any guaranteed money because there could be violence towards women or jail time? I've never heard an owner say anything like that in my entire life. If you're behind bars, you're not getting paid because you're not working. You're not getting a guaranteed contract. That goes by way of you know, gone. You know, it's gone. You go to jail. If you go to jail, Odyssey ain't paying you anymore, right?
Because
you're not doing the job. Henry Ruggs ain't getting paid right now, right? He's in jail. That's the way things go. When you go to jail, you do not get paid by your employer because you're not working for them anymore. But to me, it comes down to trust. Have you ever heard Clark Hunt say anything like that?
No.
Not even remotely.
No, not even close
to anything that Jerry Jones or that Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, said yesterday. And that's why when you look at the situation here, yes, it's Andy Reid. Yes, it's Patrick Mahomes. But Clark Hunt is the leader. Clark Hunt is the owner of this franchise, and it all starts with him. And that's why when, you know, he hired Andy Reid, he changed as an owner as well. He allowed Andy Reid to kind of do his thing and set up the organization differently. He made those changes, and now it's become a place where players want to be and coaches want to coach and fans want to root for this team. Cincinnati and Dallas right now, how are you going to recruit players? How are you going to go out there and win free agent battles when you're trashing your star players on the day of training camp? And then if you're in Cincinnati, you're saying, well, I don't want to sign this guy to a long-term deal who I don't even know who I just drafted in the first round because there may be jail time. I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. You say the Bengal fans are on the side of Mike Brown, huh?
Oh, yeah. They've done a complete 180. Bengals fans on Twitter are now in support of their owner, saying that he's saying the right thing. And I don't even think that necessarily the contents of what Mike Brown is saying is wrong. Like, hey, you don't want to pay a guy who could go to jail or do criminal. Okay, then why did you hire him? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Imagine your boss saying, hey, man, I don't really know if I'm going to, you know, pay you as much as we talked about because, you know, something could happen. But you hired me.
Yeah.
So you hired me. You interviewed me. You did your due diligence to come to the determination, okay, I trust this person. I'm going to employ this person. This person's going to represent my brand out on the streets because I am now paying them because I have entrusted them with that respect, with that what I would say if I was employed, hired, drafted, whatever it may be, I would have earned that right to the respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the first round, especially, Shamar Stewart sitting here, man, you've talked to me one or two. You're right, Bob. You've probably had one conversation with me.
Yeah, when the day you drafted him.
Yeah. We probably had a five-second conversation on the phone. Hey, thanks so much, sir. Really appreciate it. And now you're talking about me beating women?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I mean, what in the hell
is
that?
Going on?
I mean,
yeah, Bengals fans are pretty much in complete support. And again, I'm not saying that you don't want to pay someone that could do something wrong, but then why did you draft them? What's going on?
But to me, it just comes back to the trust issue. This guy right now is showing he doesn't trust this player who he just drafted. And if I'm Shamar Stewart, based on those comments by Mike Brown, I might sit out the year. I might say, you know what? This isn't going to be a situation that works out here for me in Cincinnati. I want to go someplace else, or force your hand to be traded, because how can you work for somebody? How can you work for a boss that legitimately sat there and said, I don't want to pay guaranteed money in case something bad happens and he ends up in jail? I've never heard anything like that in my entire life. That is absolutely horrible for somebody to say that.
No, it is.
And it's going to have a trickle-down effect on the rest of that organization, because nobody's going to want to play in Cincinnati and nobody's going to want to play in Dallas.
And speaking of, Trey Hendrickson not reporting to their first day of training camp today.
Right. And Mike Brown said, yes, we think it'll get done.
That's what he said.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, if you're Trey Hendrickson, you're looking at that right now, you go, well, are you going to do the same thing to me that you're doing to this kid?
Yeah, F that, dude.
Yeah, screw you, man. Seriously, screw you. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, we got Max Chiefs burning question. We're 45 days away from that first game, and we do one word, and we do it next.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Coming up in about 10 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan, we'll also talk to Alex and Cody. They went up to training camp today for the first day of the Chiefs at St. Joe. So we'll talk to them in the 9 o'clock hour. Tammy Reed, the wife of Andy Reed, will join us at 9:30. She's got something really, really cool going on in Westport that she's excited to talk about when it comes to the Westport Historical Society, and a way that you can win a pretty cool Chiefs prize pack that allows you to get on the field and tickets to a game. So you're going to want to be listening at 9:30 to figure out how you can enter to win one of the coolest prizes that I've seen given away in any sort of situation. So you want to be listening at 9:30 for that here on Fesco and Dusty. Dusty's off today and for the rest of the week. Mac is producing and co-hosting as well, and trying to avoid the corn sweat that is taking place outside. I was just listening to KMBZ as I walked by their studio, yeah. Our sister station. Like, well, we could see flash flooding later on today if the storm out in Kansas remains together, but it looks like it may be falling apart, so there's chances are that we may not see flash flooding, but there's chances are we may see flash flooding today. I mean, it is crazy.
It's
weather
nuts,
patterns,
man.
That we're seeing
seriously
right now out in the great state of Kansas that's moving our direction. So be careful out there today. If you see flash flooding, stay away from it. My daughter was talking to me about that yesterday. I heard some woman got, you know, washed away on Indian Creek Trail last weekend, and
jeez.
Yeah, apparently, wow. So it happened. Somebody lost their scooter because they're trying to go into these deep waters.
Oh yeah, can't do that.
If the flash floods are coming, stay away. Don't drive into the water. So it was a good opportunity for me to tell my daughters, who are just starting to drive right now, you see water, you don't drive into that.
That's a great yes, because I did do that. So way to go.
What
yes.
happened?
Luckily, like I made it out. I had to reverse out of the huge puddle because I lost track. I was literally like floating. But yeah, I mean, my car stunk because there was like mold in the carpets. I mean, you couldn't get it out.
One you're still driving?
No. This was just one car ago. Yeah. I ended up. Yeah, I told you, man. I was bad with cars. I crashed that car just a few months later. But yeah, that was a nice Prius. Wish I would still have it to this day.
Yeah. Why did you drive it into the puddle?
Because I was an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was stupid and I didn't know the value of cars, of my life, of other people's
How
lives.
How old were you when you did that?
16.
Oh, okay. So
17.
Yeah. Right where my kids are kind of right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right in that same kind of range. Exactly.
Yeah. So you got to teach them young. Hey, don't drive into that puddle. I mean, if you see there's a water
so
up there,
simple.
Go back the other way.
Yes.
There's nowhere you need to go.
I mean, you are not invincible. And that's
right.
I was, man. I was, dude.
You were that kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing could break me. Let's go.
Gotcha. So just drive into a puddle and get
exactly.
washed away, and then you're dead. You know?
Exactly.
So be careful if there is flash flooding. Stay away from it. What do we have today for our Chiefs question?
45 days, first day of camp, officially. I feel like we've been talking about it a while, and it's already here. It's insane how quick this moves. Bob, you were just telling me it was Halloween yesterday.
And right?
Now,
and it's almost
July.
Halloween.
It's almost Halloween again.
I was at the store yesterday. The Halloween candy is out.
No.
Hell yeah. I went to the drugstore. Yeah. The Halloween candies at the Reese's Pumpkins are out.
Damn, those are good, though.
And I sent a picture of that to a friend of mine, Smash. And the response was, well, it's that time of year. It's July!
It's July! It's not even August.
I mean, we haven't even gotten to August yet. Like, the back-to-school candy isn't even out yet.
Back-to-school candy?
I don't know. I'm just, just trying to think of what's kind of next, right? You know, like Reese's that are made to look like books or pencils or something like that. I mean, they're doing it for everything else.
So Thanksgiving will be out in a couple weeks. Christmas will be out in a month.
I mean, okay, so this morning I was driving in, and I came on Johnson Drive today because I was trying to still clean the car from the humidity, right? I swear I saw somebody's window with a Christmas tree already, and it lit up.
Come on.
Yeah. People are getting in the act early.
No,
December 1st. They want it early, yeah. So go out there and get your Halloween candy because it is now available. All right, what's your burning question today?
Burning question. I ask you, two-parter related, is the tight end standard too high in Kansas City? And with that, I parlay it with what is Travis Kelce's stat line next year? Because last year it was just under 900 yards, almost 100 catches, over 130 targets. He was the fifth tight end just overall as far as yards are concerned in the National Football League. But Bob, I'll tell you what, if you talk to some people around here in Kansas City about Travis Kelce last year, he was hot garbage. He was ass. He's washed.
Right.
If you talk to some people over on the drive.
Right. I don't know, Carrington. I think he's washed.
Yes, exactly.
I think Salvi and him ought to be in a rest home.
Exactly, yes. 820 yards last year on 97 catches, only three touchdowns, which hopefully that number will go up. But I ask you, is the tight end standard too high here in Kansas City, and what is his stat line?
All right, let's approach the first one first,
yes,
okay?
Please.
Is the tight end standard too high in Kansas City? Explain that to me for a second. Like, are you talking about like Noah Gray and Wiley and guys like that that are behind Travis Kelce that we're going to hold up to that same level? Because we have had two of the greatest
of all time
play the position here in Kansas City. And I remember when Tony left and they got Tony Moiaki, everybody just thought immediately he was going to take over and be like what Tony Gonzalez was. Never amounted to that, obviously. Travis Kelce has taken what Tony Gonzalez did and became better Tony Gonzalez. So now the game is different than when Tony Gonzalez played. It's become more of a tight end league, yada, yada, yada. Here we sit. That's nothing against Travis Kelce. It's just that the game has changed and it's become a tight end game. Every team in the league now has a legitimate tight end, it seems like. It's become kind of the cool position, right?
Very much so.
And so I look at that and say, is the tight end standard too high here in Kansas City? The answer to that question is probably yes, because whoever comes after Travis Kelce will be held to those standards. But those are the standards we've been given since, 1997 or whatever it was when Tony Gonzalez was drafted. We've been very fortunate to watch two of the greatest of all time. So we're kind of like, that's what we expect. You know, it's kind of what we expect because we've had it here for the last 25 years.
I think the standard will be too high for whoever's next. I guess I'm more talking about if Travis Kelce were to go out and have 750 yards and five touchdowns, I think a lot of people would go, damn, Kelsey's done.
At 35, that's a hell of a season, I think.
I think that's a hell of a season, period. 750, you would have been tight end five last year. He would, you know, if he had 650 yards, he'd be tight end 11. I'm just saying, I think here in Kansas City, because we've had tight ends who are equate wide receiver production. Now in Kansas City, we all kind of go, 650, you're not getting 1,000 yards. Three tight ends last year got 1,000 yards. You know, we've never had a year that more than three tight ends have gotten 1,000 yards in the same season. That'll probably change, to your point, more tight end talent. It's becoming a bigger part of the game.
Mm-hmm. And people not wanting to pay the wide receiver money, so they turn to the 100%. Tight end, and as soon as the tight end start cashing in, we'll find somebody else.
Exactly, we'll find fullbacks again, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. But Bowers, McBride, and Kittle were the three with 1,000 yards. I just think it is an anomaly that has made the normality here in Kansas City, and it's just, to be quite frank, it's just not actually a normality anymore.
Yeah, I think we do probably hold Travis Kelce to a higher standard where we look at him and say, okay, if you don't have 90 and 1,010 touchdowns, then you didn't have a good year. 1,010 touchdowns is insanely stupid.
That's crazy,
I mean, it's
nuts. It's a historic season.
Yeah, it is a historic season. And I think he is going to have a historic season. 90, 910.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I feel it, man.
I love it.
I feel it in my plums, as we like to say.
Yes.
That Travis Kelce is going to go out there and dominate this year. I do believe that this is going to be that swan song, and they're going to have so much fun. They're going to do so many different things, and he wants to go out on a high note. I still think until he doesn't, Travis Kelce has the opportunity to give you 900 yards and double-digit touchdowns every single year. What do you think he's going to do?
I'd have him more in probably that 700-ish yard category.
And that's good.
And I think that's really good. Yeah. I think you nine touchdowns. I think you mentioned 10 touchdowns. Yeah, maybe let's make it 7 or 8. But I think they're going to use him a lot in the red zone. I think they're going to use him a lot in third down. I think he's still a top 7 tight end in this league easily. I think when it comes down to playoff games, third downs, when the moments really matter, he'll be tied in number one still.
Yeah, we're either going to see one of two things with Travis Kelce this year. We're going to see him go out there, do 90, 910, or absolutely disappear. And then we're going to know that it's over, right?
It'll be a cliff if it happens.
Look, find me an NFL player, other than Tom Brady for that matter, or any athlete, where it wasn't a cliff in that last year. It happens. And again, that's why I've said, appreciate these moments. You don't know when they're going to end. And we got Travis Kelce potentially at the end this year. I think it goes one of two ways. I either think he dominates or dissipates. And I don't want to see him dissipate because I don't want that to be the lasting memory of Travis Kelce, where he played that last year on one leg and, you know, drug himself through the postseason and managed to have 30 catches for 250 yards or something like that. Like, we don't want that to be
the last
we see of Travis Kelce. So I do believe he's going to go out there and dominate.
Yeah, I think he'll have a fantastic season. I think if he has more like the 900,000 yards that you're kind of mentioning, I think that's probably because the Rashee Rice suspension is longer. Maybe someone gets hurt. I think he's going to look like a better football player this year. I think just based off of the pictures of him, and I'm not usually this guy, but he looks like to be in better shape than he was last year. He looks healthier. He seems locked in. The No New Heights podcast for a certain amount of time feels like that's another kind of a sign of saying, hey, we're really going to strap down and lock in because this is it. This is the swan song. This is the year. And it's a revenge tour. And it starts now. It starts today.
Yeah, it really does. It is, and that's a good way to put it. It is the revenge tour. And somebody on the text line earlier said, it reminds me of the 15 Royals. Like, you lost in 14 and immediately said, we're winning this again next year. And I kind of feel like that's where the Chiefs are right now. They look at what happened in that Super Bowl, and now they're on the revenge tour. It's the Chiefs revenge tour and the final, you know, the last dance, if you will, for Travis Kelce.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Bob, we haven't talked a lot of Royals today, but they won last night, and they won big. They merit a little bit of talking about. 12-4, they beat the Cubs, which in yesterday's time, they were MLB's best team. Milwaukee surpassed them after their 11th straight win. They are now 60-win team, the Milwaukee Brewers are. One word on the Royals winning 12-4 last night.
Big. They needed that one, especially being down 4-1, and you're trying to salvage the season. There's a ways to go until the season is salvaged. You're still below 500. There's still a ton of teams ahead of you for the wild card and all of that kind of stuff. But that was big last night because when they were down 4-1, I thought to myself, well, they're not going to come back from this one. Sucks. Noah Cameron, you know, made one mistake or whatever it was, the 3-run homer early. And I didn't think they'd come back because they really haven't shown the ability to do that with the bats this year. Very inconsistent with the bats, but they did. And Salvi hit a couple of home runs last night, which was awesome. And he's now 10 away from 300. And I think that is very, very important to keep an eye on. 10 more home runs this season, and Salvi will be at 300, and that will be a lock for the Hall of Fame.
And I think 18 more home runs he surpasses George Brett for all time in Royals history, which is also another really cool thing. My one word would be Salvador Perez, man. White hot, couple home runs last night, really good. The other one word would be streak. Let's go. Get a win streak going. Make this consistent. Get the whole town back in and hype for the Royals. Because
it's going to be hard to get the whole town back in with training camp started right now.
Absolutely.
Know?
No, it would take a streak.
Yeah, I don't think the town will be back unless they make it into the postseason. And that's fair. That is absolutely fair. You know, you got to keep people interested. You got to keep people engaged. You came out of the All-Star break. You lost your first two to the Marlins, and I imagine, like a lot of people, see you later. It's now training camp on Tuesday.
Yep.
People are focused on St. Joe. It's going to take a lot to bring people back.
One word, the Big 12 getting offers for teams to join their league. Memphis, the Memphis Tigers, approached the Big 12. $200 million offer. Big 12 said, "Nah, not interested."
Good is the one word that I will use. The Big 12 needs to get away, and I hate to use the term like these junk schools, but like you're a Power 5 conference. You can't be loaded up with UCF and Houston and Memphis and, you know, all of these, you know, kind of second-rate schools. You look around the Big 12 conference, they need to find a way to go poach legitimate talent from other conferences like other conferences have done to the Big 12, right? You've lost Missouri, A&M, Nebraska, Colorado, they're back. You know, Texas, Oklahoma. You've lost all your powers. The Big 12 right now, that conference stinks. There's nobody worth a darn right now in the Big 12 conference when it comes to the football side of things. Their last two teams to win titles, national championships in football, BYU in 1984 and Colorado in like 1992.
Wow.
Those are the only two Big 12 teams that have won a national championship in football. Memphis wanted to buy their way in with $200 million. But what does Memphis do for you as a league? Doesn't make you any better. You're Conference USA. I mean, that's essentially kind of what the Big 12 has become.
Yep,
they've got to find a way to not add these directional schools and these nondescript places, and they need to go try to poach these other schools like the Big 12 has been poached.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they even kind of, I mean, they're an okay football school with maybe one NFL prospect every other year, and they've got Penny Hardaway coaching their basketball team, which was super cool 7 years ago when he got hired. And since
has
then
it been that long?
I mean, it was a long time because I remember I was in college. This is 7-8 years ago because I remember it was a big deal. Whoa, Tennessee's going to play Memphis. They just got Penny Hardaway. This is going to be awesome. You know, Rick Barnes, Penny Hardaway, and it turned out to be a total just whatever. He's a jag as a coach, and that team has done nothing. They've made the tournament a couple times with him at the helm. So, yeah, I agree with the Big 12. You've got to higher the standard because the fall from grace for the Big 12 these past few years, and for really every conference, right, besides the Big 10 and SEC,
yeah,
hasn't been pretty to watch for college sports. One word on Robin Williams. I believe he would have been 74 today, if I'm correct.
Funny. Really, really funny. Nanu, nanu. I like Robin Williams a lot. Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello!
Yeah.
You know, he was great, but also, you know, it's hard to be a comedian and entertain because you don't know what people are feeling like inside. What they show on the outside is not necessarily what's going on the inside. I feel bad that we lost Robin Williams.
Yeah, me too, man. You said funny. I'd say actor, because as funny as he was, he was an incredible actor as well. Good Will Hunting, Dead Poets Society. He could really turn it on and be serious and make you feel certain emotions that not everyone can through a screen. He was extremely talented, very smart, witty, funny, all those things. So yeah, sad to see him go. I saw his son post a tribute. It was really pretty to see his son talk about his dad like that.
Yeah, and also too, Good Morning Vietnam is one of the all-time classics too. Adrian Cronauer, Good Morning Vietnam. I mean, very talented.
And then we just talked about it. Jerry Jones, Mike Brown, both making fools of themselves. I'd say Jerry Jones more so. Could replay the audio, but I'd have to open it up. But basically, he just said, you know what? Micah Parsons missed six games. And, you know, I remember paying Dak Prescott, you know, a lot of money, highest paid player at his position, and he missed half the season or over half the season. Basically making a point that if you pay players, they could miss games. Wow, it's crazy. It's called sports, Jerry Jones.
Right.
One word.
Outdated. I mean, Jerry Jones is an outdated human. He's outdated for the league. He's outdated for his franchise. And you got to think, if they're America's team, allegedly, how they're still America's team is beyond me. Mark Donovan says the world's team for the Chiefs. I agree with that. Let's go. He's outdated. His team is outdated. His way of doing business from a football standpoint is outdated. He's lucky he's been able to put that big top up there and call it a circus. But Jerry Jones is the Dallas Browns. I've said that all along. But the one word that I will use for Jerry Jones is outdated. And if that franchise is ever going to be back to where it was 30 years ago, Jerry Jones needs to step aside. I hope he doesn't. I hope Jerry Jones stays there forever because I like the fall of the Dallas Cowboys. And it's getting better and better and better. And the two places that have the most drama have two of the most you know, out of touch owners, I think, in sports, and Mike Brown in Cincinnati, and now Jerry Jones down in Dallas.
Who's having sex with Jerry Jones? I don't know, Dustman. Pittsburgh uniforms, the Steelers came out. Man, these, I don't even know how to describe these. They're extremely yellow. They have like a weird point on the helmet, some stripes on the shoulder pads. They're not their Bumblebee throwbacks. These are the 1943. I think the Bumblebee is the 33, or maybe strike that, reverse it. One of those years. One word.
Ugly.
Yeah, disgusting.
And you know when they're wearing those uniforms, right?
When?
When they play the Packers. So Aaron Rodgers versus the Packers, and he's going to be in the throwback uniform for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It'd be great if the Packers wore their ugly navy blue tan throwbacks. You just had an ugly throwback day. Yeah, I did see that. It's like middle of the season somewhere. They're playing them in those throwbacks.
Week five, ugly. Seattle and Tampa are playing each other in throwbacks.
Ooh,
Tampa's wearing their road throwbacks to Seattle, and they're going to have their blue and gray ones.
The gray ones, the silver. Yeah, those are silver, two of the best throwbacks there are, man.
I agree.
That'll be a great matchup.
That'll be week five. Okay. So that opportunity will be there. I think it would be cool to have throwback week where everybody was in throwback uniforms.
I would love it, man. Yeah, then the Chiefs would
wear the same one.
That's one word.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll get into our Tuesday threesome, and we'll do that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Tuesday, humid morning here in Kansas City. Bob and Mac with you. Dusty is off today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. He is on vacation, and then we'll all be back on Monday as we get set for the first week where is actually a football game next week, right? We got our first football game a week from Thursday, and so I know Bink is really excited about that, and I'm sure you're excited about that as well. And, you know, training camp begins today up in St. Joe for the Chiefs and 26 other teams as well. But this humidity out there today, this corn sweat that's going on out there, whatever it is, whatever we're calling it. I mean, I feel almost sick to my stomach today, too.
Really?
Yeah, like it's really getting to me. Like, I just, unbelievable with the sinus thing going on, the humidity.
Getting it hard.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's been a bad couple of days for yours truly. So hopefully everybody else is doing okay and you stay safe today. And if you're outside in that heat, make sure you have plenty of water and take all your clothes off because there's no reason to be dressed today. It's ridiculous.
I've been pounded this week.
Yeah, speaking of that, it is time for our Tuesday threesome here on 96.5 The Fan. We do this every single week. And we have three things that are in the news right now. Okay, that's why I came up with these three things. Trent McDuffie is now the next, right? He's the next one to get that contract extension. So I've got a Trent McDuffie contract extension, a WNBA franchise in Kansas City, or an In-N-Out Burger franchise in Kansas City.
Okay, this is a good one. I'm struggling with two of them. The In-N-Out Burger, I love a good In-N-Out Burger. It's a top burger, okay? But we've got a lot of great burgers here in Kansas City. And I can travel, and I'll enjoy my In-N-Out Burger at another time.
Okay, the reason In-N-Out is in the news is because their managers make more than WNBA players.
Yes, that is true. That is true, and that should not be the case, especially for, you know, premier players. Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, ENSQ, girls like that. I'm going to go with the WNBA franchise. Here's why.
Okay.
McDuffie extension, I want that. I think that should happen. He deserves it. The Chiefs need to make that happen. I said yesterday, other than Chris Jones, I'll be more concise. For the future of the Kansas City Chiefs defense, Trent McDuffie is the most important player on it. It is not Chris Jones.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. He's going to be here a lot longer, most likely.
Exactly. He's 25 years old or 26 years old, whatever it may be. So Chris Jones, 30, 31 years old. So I'm going to go WNBA franchise selfishly because I work here. We could get access, and I could be one of the first people there trying to make my way. It could be good for my career.
I like the way you looked at that. That's fine. Be selfish. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, like selfishly, like I would be at all the games. I'd be at the practices. I would try and be that guy. I would try and be the face that those players and coaches know and would feel comfortable with and get access and get inside reports and be the WNBA guy here in Kansas City. That would be my goal. So,
Okay. So you'll go with the WNBA
franchise. Yeah.
See, I'm going with the In-N-Out Burger. And the reason I'm going with the In-N-Out Burger is because, in my opinion, it's permanent. It's not closing. It will always be here.
Okay.
And for years to come, I will have that opportunity to go to In-N-Out Burger whenever I want, right? Whether I'm 48, 58, 68, 78, it's always going to be here. And I don't have to travel to get the In-N-Out Burger. I'm not that interested in the WNBA team. I'm not a basketball guy. Not my cup of tea. Give me a hockey team. I'd be fine with that. Basketball is not my thing. So I wouldn't care for a WNBA team. And I think the Trent McDuffie extension is going to happen. And it's just a matter of when. The interesting thing about the Trent McDuffie extension for me is that he still technically has two more years on his contract, right? This year and next year with that fifth-year option. Now, you don't want to go into next season having a player on the fifth-year option and end that expiring contract. You want to get that done right now. But who do you think has more sense of urgency to get the Trent McDuffie contract signed? Is it the Chiefs or is it the player?
I think it should be the Chiefs. Personally,
yeah,
that money's going to go up. There are more corners that are yet to sign. The more you wait, the more expensive that gets. The harder it is to retain a great player like McDuffie. If you're McDuffie, you're going, okay, well, yes, bad things could happen, right? I could get hurt. But other than that, if he plays at the standard that he's been playing at, which he should trust that he can continue that, then he's got a bag coming his way, man. The longer this takes, you know, conversely, the longer this takes for McDuffie, the more money he will get. So I think it should be Kansas City, just like with George Karlaftis. They were pretty urgent in getting that done, and Karlaftis obviously was receptive in that.
Yeah, so, and that's a key point there, too. You got to be receptive in doing that. It takes two to tango. The Chiefs can want to get a deal done, but if the player doesn't want to get a deal done, well, there ain't no deal to get done, right? The other thing, you used the word think. You said, I think the Chiefs should have more sense of urgency in this. Are you doubting yourself? Like, well, is there part of you that thinks maybe Trent McDuffie should have more sense of urgency? And if so, why?
No, I think it should be the Chiefs. I guess I was just saying I think because I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. McDuffie may have a lot of urgency. McDuffie be going, you know what? My ankle's kind of throbbing me. I've got another year of being able to do it. You know what? I don't know what's going on inside his head, and I have no idea that that's happening. And that's probably not. I mean, I'm just making up a hypothetical, okay? Don't freak out in your car right now. But it could be the Chiefs going, they could be having more sense of urgency, and I think they should, but there could be a multitude of reasons for that. But I think, yeah, I think it should be the Chiefs. Yeah. I think it is. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah, and that sense of urgency by the Chiefs, I don't know if that's going to contribute to getting the deal done. Like, I don't know if Trent McDuffie is going to have that same sense of urgency that the Chiefs probably have in this situation. Because what they did with George Karlaftis, they locked him up long-term to a very affordable contract, and that number is just going to go higher and higher and higher, especially with Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons still sitting out there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so you got ahead of that curve. The difference is that George Karlaftis was never going to be the number one paid defensive end in the NFL. Trent McDuffie very well should be and probably will be at some point the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. He just has to understand that we can do this today or we can wait, you know, a year and do it next offseason. So I really do think, if you're asking me, the ball's in his court. If he wants to get a deal done today, the Chiefs will be more than happy to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie. But my advice to him would be, let's see what happens after this season, right? Let's see how some of this stuff starts to fall in place, and then we'll attack it. And then in 10 minutes, he signs, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Here we go. An NHL team to KC. 913 says In-N-Out. 816 says In-N-Out. McDuffie's too much. 816 says Drew, don't be one of those guys who don't understand economics. This is Mac. I don't know. Drew's not in yet.
It's not our job to understand the economics. It really isn't. Like, any sports fan who's concerning themselves with the economics of sports, you're wasting your time. You just are. You find something else to do. They have people employed.
Yep.
And when they sign these guys to these contracts, they know what they're doing. Since Brett Veach has taken over, we haven't had one bad contract. We haven't been in salary cap hell. We haven't been trying to get out of contracts. The only holdout, the only discrepancy was the Chris Jones thing that took place a couple of years ago, and that's the only blip on the radar screen. As a sports fan, concerning yourself with the finances of the team, what a waste of time that is. There's no bearing for you. Don't waste your time with that. It's not our job to understand the finances of what NFL teams and baseball teams can afford and what they can't afford. If they sign the contracts, that means they can afford it.
Yeah, I'm no economist. I'll just emphasize the point that we should be talking about revenue and not profit. These players are not responsible for making the profit, and most teams don't make a profit. We've talked about
right.
that.
Yeah.
Most teams that are even the best teams aren't making a profit. It's when they sell those pieces and when they sell the team eventually that profit comes in. It is about revenue, and the WNBA is now doing that.
Right.
Karloftis is an average pass rusher. Should have let him walk after fourth or fifth year.
Wow.
All right. I think it's going to be one of the best value contracts in the NFL in 2 years.
Could be.
Really
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
I think people are going to look at that contract and go, damn. Dude, the...
What is your expectation for Karloftis if you don't think he's good?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. That's a good question. Yeah, what would you say that it is? I mean, is it 5 sacks, 6 sacks? What are you looking for from an average pass rusher?
And if
I
think you say double-digit sacks, he's got to get that. That's very hard to do in this league, as we've talked about, man. There were like 10 guys that had double-digit sacks last year.
No one had. He was third in QB hits last year. He did get in the backfield, and he started to finish in the latter half of the season. I think it was 7 of the last 10 weeks or so he had a sack, something mm-hmm. along those lines. He really did start to get it going. Once reinforcements were added to that defensive line as well. So I think the money for that contract too, by the way, for George Karloftis, that $23 million or the max that it can reach up to, 2028 is when that starts, Bob. by that time, Bob, they're going to be pass rushers making 30, 40, maybe even close to $50 million as far as all the guarantees are concerned. So, yeah, this is a great contract.
Yeah, it's a fantastic contract. I love the George Karloftis contract. And I also think, too, that there's going to be more money coming into the NFL. ESPN is getting ready to buy the NFL Network. I don't know if you saw those stories circulating yesterday.
Oh, okay.
ESPN is getting close to purchasing the NFL Network.
That. Okay.
So there's going to be more money in the coffers for the league. They're going to continue to sell off games and streaming and all this kind of stuff. There's no end in sight to the money right now that the NFL is going to be able to generate from a TV streaming standpoint because people consume the games. And it's really the only thing we all sit down and watch live right now.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're looking at a situation where the revenues are just going to continue to grow in this league, and they're going to be able to put it back in. And I've never been one of these salary cap guys who sits around and cares. If the team decides they're comfortable spending that money and investing that money into players, who am I to tell them they shouldn't do that, right? I'm not the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Capologist. I don't have access to their books, and I trust them, and they've earned the benefit of the doubt. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, the Royals pulled one out last night, but there was something significant that happened. We'll tell you what it was next.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.